No.
Sort of after they've cut it?
I'm not a farmer. You'll find that out.
Well, what kind of animals did they keep? You said they had cows. Where did they keep them? Just in the...
Well, the cows they had was just for the family. This was Mrs. McGee. See, her mother and father lived there. And they just had maybe 2-3 cows. Just like we had our own cows here, you know. They had their own chickens.
Where did they keep their cows?
Well, they had, a barn, a place, you know, where they kept them.
Did you ever see it, that kind of thing, where they kept their cows? Was it just 3 walls and one in the south one open like you said?
Well, tell you the truth, I don't remember. You see, I was only at the plantation. A little while we'd go down in the summertime, and then we'd go down to the beach and spend the summer. And then when I was older, while I was off traveling, see, so I really don't. And sugarcane was the same. You've seen pictures of the fields of the sugarcane. I think I showed you pictures of the fields.
Well, do you know where they would keep the cows before they milked them? Do they keep them in a place overnight or anything?
I don't know. No, I think they just stayed out. There might have been a shed. You know what a shed is?
What's that?
This has a top. Keep the sun off of them.
And they could get out of that?
The Mexicans call it portal, P-O-R-T-A-L. Mm-hmm. Portal, This shed, see? So, that's where you'd, keep the, and I was thinking of the picture that I had on plantation. Their main thing was growing sugar cane, and they had some hogs.
Oh, they did? Where'd they keep them?
Well, down there, but they were not for sale, they're just more for the families, don't you know? And we'd get our lard and sausage and, you know, hams, and you know how they do that. I often think how they say they had a room, a smokehouse. I bet you have smokehouses back over there. That's what they had on the plantation.
What was it like here then?
I don't know. I remember seeing the place, and I remember seeing the things hanging in there, but I don't remember.
Was it a brick building?
No, made like that, what you see up there. And don't tell me how they made those, but I imagine that you get some old crooked of a tree, some semblance of, I don't remember. And then that's mud that's there, and maybe there's straw mixed in. Funny, I never in all my life never was curious enough to find out how they made one of those hacals. Angela, do you know how to make a hacal? The quien en las paredes.
¿Dónde?
El jacal. ¿De quien en las paredes el jacal?
Del soquete.
Soquete, mud, y qué más?
Pebble salt. It was some
kind of... Pero de qué es el... What did it stick to?
Pues nomás se hacían como ladrillo. Barro.
Oh, hacían como ladrillo?
Mm-hmm. De barro. It was some kind of mud que estaba como colorada.
She said that it was a reddish dirt, and it was they made mud. They made bricks out of the mud. Yeah, you're right now. And they better stay out in the sun and let the bricks dry.
They cooked them, I think.
Oh, did they?
Uh-huh, they cooked them in some.
Yeah, you know, they put them in a cocedor.
In the ground, I think they put some.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'm learning something. Well, anyway, they were made out of bricks. I mean, out of mud.
Like my brick. And it used to hold pretty good.
Oh, and it was the coolest house in the world. It's, you know, Anne McGee was born in a hotel.
Yeah.